Wait, shoot. What's this?
Thank you for holding. Is this Avelio?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. I live in Florida, so it's better than most of these communist states. I don't know where you guys are at.
No, we're stationed in California, but my name is John. I'm actually the director of all the campaigns out of Florida. So,
what part of California?
We're in Newport Beach in Orange County, Southern California. The orange crib.
Yeah. I was born in L.A. and then I moved up to kind of like an hour south of Tahoe until about two years ago, and then moved out this way.
Oh yeah, Tahoe's beautiful. Yeah, L.A. is kind of crazy these days, so L.A. is not the place to be anymore, or not right now, anyway.
You know, unless you enjoy bum shitting on the street, yeah, it's kind of a crazy place to be.
Yeah, I mean, my son's really young, but I got a lot of nieces and nephews, and they're going crazy about the vaccine mandate for kids to go to school. My brother's basically pulling his son out. He's vaccinated, but he's like, I'm not going to have you forcing stuff on my kids. That's a whole other story, you know? So.
No, especially when you look at the people behind it.
Yeah,
the people behind it are also in favor of depopulation as well.
Wow,
so they're debating whether or not there's issues with fertility with these things. But anyways, that's a different conversation. We have to talk to them a little bit. What do you guys got?
Yeah. So I understand you were going over everything with Tara. She only asked me to hop on the line just to go over pricing. I'm the only one who could actually override discounts for this area. I believe she sent a text over to your phone with a link to the pricing page, and then if you could pull that up, I'll be able to show you the discounts and see if I can make this work. She kind of filled me in a little bit, though. She said that you were had a website, like you basically purchased the URL, but just needs content developed and hosting. And then she said you were doing like pay-per-lead with Home Advisor by Angie's List, but you could see the value in obviously having people call you directly rather than paying for every single lead.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it. You know, at the end of the day, you're still paying per lead to a point. It just depends on what.
Per lead, yeah.
Yeah. Just depends on what it
is. Definitely.
Like, I'm trying to plug it. I'm trying to plug the link here. Just taking a second.
Okay. It might be if you have Sprint or certain companies, they're kind of slow. Yeah, but I know, you know, usually in your industry, the leads could be anywhere from like $20 to $50, depending on what they say it is, if it's like commercial, right? So it really just depends on what you're getting there. We don't charge you a separate rate depending on the leads or how many leads you get. You know, you're paying to be up there. But aside from just the Google Places placement, you have a Google ad, so that way you're not limited to the territory you can cover. So now if we're covering like a 30 to 50 mile radius, you know, the amount of calls that you'd be able to receive and cherry pick through is going to be a lot higher. You're not going to be limited, basically. You could just go through and take what you want rather than Home Advisor where it's like, hey, you got to take whatever they send you and hope and make the best out of it because you paid for it, right?
Right.
So there are different packages and pricing structures. I mean, it usually ranges anywhere from $299 to $599. What I could do, if you wanted to come on board and give us a shot on a month-to-month basis, is I could put you on the Platinum service. That way, I don't know who's building your site, but that one includes the site, all the bells and whistles. I mean, you're getting Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages. You have the Google ad. You have Amazon Alexa voice search. It has tracking so that we could prove to you what we're bringing to the table each month. But I put you on that one for $299 as part of a new in business credit. So you get the best package for the cheapest rate. And then also what I'd be able to do is put in a request here to have the setup fee waived entirely. So that way, you know, if I could get it low enough, hopefully I can get your foot in the door. And I know once you can compare the two, you know, it'd be a no-brainer. There's far more people that are using the Google platform to find power washing than are using Home Advisor. Home Advisor is basically just feeding off of that. They put themselves on Google, get leads, and then they resell it to you for a premium. So we're just cutting out your middleman. If I could approve that pricing structure at $299, month to month, you don't have to marry us. Is that something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way I could show you how well it works.
Now, how long would that rate be good for?
I would lock it in. So as long as you're with us, you'd have that pricing structure. It wouldn't go up on you or change.
Okay. Now let's say if things didn't end up working out and I ended up asking for a divorce, am I able to maintain that website, or does that go with you guys?
No, the website's yours. I mean, it's already yours. We're not going to be able to take that domain from you. So you would keep it, but you would have to find a host. So you could either have us continue to host it, or you could have somebody else host it. But you always have to have a host for your site. That's what keeps the content on there. Yeah.
What do you guys charge? What's your hosting fee?
Our hosting fee is $29.99. So it's about the same as like GoDaddy.
A year?
Oh, per month.
Per month. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're saying
but the hosting's included when you have the Platinum service. So I'm giving you the Platinum service, but for $2.99. So it's included in your package, Avilio.
So now let's say this first month, the phones aren't ringing. Am I able to cancel out without any kind of cancellation fees?
Yeah, we're not married. We're basically dating. It's month to month, fully cancelable at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We don't want to have somebody listed on the first page that's not wanting to be there. So you can discontinue it or take your business off at any time.
Okay. How much lead generation are you guys typically seeing?
Well, actually, so I actually ran – here, let me pull those numbers back up. I ran some numbers a second ago. Google doesn't let us, like, guarantee you a certain amount of jobs because we'd be lying to you, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you,
right.
Hey, you're going to get – so the calls are monitored by Google as a Google partner, so I can't say that. But I did run power washing and pressure washing through the Google Analytics for Palm Beach County, and it said there was 1,812 searches in the last 30 days. So I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 clients, and I'm not saying you're just limited to Palm Beach County either, right? But, you know, hypotheticals, 90% of the people that use Google pick from the first page. So we're putting you where 9 out of 10 of them are pulling the trigger.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you this. I started doing this Angie's listing like 2 weeks ago, and not too impressed with the setup. How do I put this? Between the power washing and then I also have a property management business that I run as well.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty damn booked, and then family and whatever else. So thus far, I've given them the money. My little site on Angie's List isn't set up. I have to sit down and take time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just
they,
make,
they make you do it. They don't. They don't do it for you.
No,
I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or at least the guy that signed me up didn't.
Wow.
So I'm just trying to digest and talk with you here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pulling up. I went ahead to Google search, guys, and I'm seeing a few different like 1-star reviews. Why would you say that would be?
Oh yeah, so the 1-stars that we have are only on Yelp. That's the only place that we have 1-star reviews. And it's, you'll notice if you go into Yelp, they didn't have any of our good reviews published any longer. Because at the beginning of this year, we used to have to require our clients to be submitted to Yelp. Now it's optional. So they used to basically get a new customer every time we signed somebody up without us charging them for it. We would submit them to their directory. We don't have to do that anymore. So we basically stopped requiring our clients to do Yelp. And then Yelp's response to that was, okay, well, then you're not going to get any clients at all because we're going to try to basically sabotage you guys. So that's all the bad reviews that we've accumulated since 2004, which is since we've been in business, and that's less than 1% of our total client base. So we have over 10,000 clients actively right now throughout the United States.
Okay. So now let's say if I were to go ahead and do something with you guys, how long until everything would be active?
Yeah, so Google tells us that we have to quote you a minimum of 7 to 10 days. Because we would obviously develop the website, and there's a PIN verification process. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Okay, so the PIN verification process is basically just a postcard that Google is going to send you in the mail. It'll say Google on it. It'll have your business name, and then there's a little 5-digit code on the back. That's how you get that little red dot on the map. kind of indicating where you are. Now, you don't have to have your street address displayed, but they do have to mail that out to you, and that typically takes about 3 to 5 days to receive in the mail. So they tell us to quote you 7 to 10 days just to get the PIN verification, get the website up and running, and submit the business profile. So between now and then, we'll be doing all the legwork. You'll have a client interview. We'll customize the campaign. We'll get started on your site if you want to have us develop the content and host it for you. Make sure everything's up and running. That way, once we get the PIN, it's just we input that 5-digit code, and then you're live. Your ad's up.
All right. Well, I'm interested.
You want to give it a shot?
I'd say email me over whatever you have, just so I can see everything in writing there in regards to not being married and everything. I'm in the middle of a job right now. So I kind of have to get back to this. When's another good time to get in touch with you guys to once I look over everything and get things set up?
Yeah, I mean, I can give you my direct number and extension. Our reps are calling out on it right now. So, I mean, as long as I still have the opening, it's just Google tells us we can't work with more than one guy per industry per area. We're only able to solicit one spot per industry per service area.
Okay.
So, basically, as long as it's available, I can work with you. And I can give you that pricing. But it's not like HomeAdvisor or Angie's List because we don't put you on our site. So we have to operate under Google's rule because we're listing you on their site. We're their partner.
Okay.
So it's like if we don't follow their rules, we can get in trouble.
Okay. How'd you guys find me in the first place?
Yeah, they give us a qualified candidates list. So they'll tell us the industry and the area where the availability happened. Like let's say somebody either discontinued their ad or they relocated to another area. They'll create that list, and then they'll give it to us as their partner to have our reps call down until that spot's filled. Basically, they always want to have those ads filled. That's how Google gets paid. And then our job as their partner is basically to host the ad and make sure it's performing well. That way, the customer's willing to come back each month and keep using it.
Okay. So pretty much $299 includes the website design, platinum surface. And if I catch you cheating on me with the neighbor, I can divorce you and do a $29 hosting fee.
Yes, 100%. And we send that to you in writing, too. So you get that with your invoice receipt. So it always comes over, and then you obviously still have to sign off on that, too.
All right, let's go and do it.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google My Business page for Titan SoFlo Power Washing. On the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed as the primary line of contact for your clients. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name?
Leitis. F as in Frank. L-E-I. T-A-S.
Okay. And the first name's E-V-E-L-I-O?
Correct.
Okay.
And what's the number that you have there, the phone number?
Yeah, 321-805-8780.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And then what's the business email address where I could send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement to you in writing?
So it's Titan SoFlo Power Wash. No ING, just wash.
Okay.
At Hotmail.
Okay, let me just make sure this comes back valid. Okay, perfect. And then what's the business street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
8341.
Okay.
Bermuda Sound Way.
Okay, I found it. 33436?
Yeah.
Okay, is there any like suite or apartment or anything like that attached to this address?
No, man, that's it.
Okay, perfect. So let me go and update. Okay, and then do you want this address displayed or hidden on Google once you're verified?
We'll say hidden.
Okay. So when you see your listing, it'll just say Titan SoFlo Power Washing at a Boynton Beach, Florida, 33436. It just won't have, like, the street address portion there. I'm going to have that hidden. And then is your company an LLC or incorporated?
It's incorporated.
Incorporated. Do you want the INC there on the business name, or do you just want to leave it Titan SoFlo Power Washing?
We'll just leave it.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and update. And then you already had a URL, right, for the website?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So we can purchase one for you. That's fine. It's no extra charge. We'll get you a Google URL. Okay. Of Google. And then we'll auto-attach that to your Google My Business profile, so that way it's an option for the customers to click on. And then do you have a company logo or photos that you wanted to use for the site?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send you two text messages right now. Actually, you already have my contact information, so I'm going to send you one more text message. It's just photos@localsplash.com. If you want to send in your logo and then any photos that you have now or that you accumulate in the future to that address, we can go ahead and upload those to the gallery section on your site, so that way the customers can use it as a reference point.
Okay. I'll be able to get to that here in a little bit. Okay.
No worries, no worries. We're going to have to do a client interview tomorrow. So as long as, you know, we could sit down, interview you, it's going to take about 20 to 30 minutes. So, you know, if we could get them before tomorrow or after, that's fine. What's a good time where we could circle back for the client interview?
Tomorrow, you're saying?
Yeah, tomorrow I could do any time between 10 a.m. all the way up to 7 p.m. at the latest, with the exception of 3 and 4, obviously, because they have a lunch hour.
Yeah, I would say so 7 o'clock your time or my time?
No, so that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So 6 and 7 is our last appointment.
6 to 7?
Yeah.
And you said 30 minutes, so let's do 6:30.
Well, they say 30 minutes, but, you know, they want the hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions at that time. So we try to set it with an hour window to complete a 30-minute call, because you never know. You might have extra questions.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your Hotmail. We'll also send you a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment. If anything pops up or changes, feel free to call into me directly, and then I can always modify that. And then the last thing we got to do here before I let you get back to that job is secure the first month's payment. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, did you want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay, and I know it's Avilio, forgive me if I pronounce your last name wrong, Fleetis. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Yeah, Evans and Frank.
Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm ready whenever you are. If you could read it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4342.
4342.
5624.
5624.
Mm-hmm. And then 1380.
1380.
6371.
6371. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0525.
05 of 25. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 567.
567. Okay. 60-second voice verification as an added form of protection for you. If I say something you don't understand or agree with, just stop me. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Titan SoFlo Power Washing.
Can you please state your name and title within the business?
Evelio Flatus, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you've provided?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. And hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yeah.
Okay. So that doesn't mean you can't do anything else. Like, I know what you're already doing, but just touch base with me so I can make sure that you're not paying for something that you already have or duplicating any listings or somebody's messing with the website. You know, I just want to know what's going on there if the site's down or something happens. Okay. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 4th, 2021. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Service. I've included the .com website and URL for you at no additional charge. I've also waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your programming. says that the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. That rate will not go up or change. You are not binded to a contract, so it states that you can discontinue or cancel at any time if you are unhappy with the services. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just stating that it's month to month. I'm going to send this over to you in writing right now. So the payment process, you're going to get a text message here in just a second. It'll say, Avelio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's a link in that text. That link will take you to a full outline of the agreement in writing. It's also forwarded over to your email with your invoice receipt. You have to opt into text messages, certify that you are the cardholder, and then sign the bottom of that. Okay, so it's basically like you check two boxes and you sign your first and last name. You're in front of a client, you said, right?
Well, I'm on the job, yeah.
Oh, you're on the job. Okay. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but if we could do that, it'll take like 30 seconds, and then we're good to go until tomorrow between 6 and 7.
So what do you need me to do?
So you'll have a text message. You should have it in there. It'll say, Avelio, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Let's see.
I'm going to resend it over to you right now, too, just in case. I'm sending over just the link.
I see a thing that says click on the link to see our price. John, let's get your business at the top.
No.
Hold on, the other stuff's coming through.
There you go. It just takes a second after the payment processes. It's automated, so they create the agreement and then they send that out. And then make sure you're not opting out of text messages. You don't want to actually check that box. You just want to make sure that your cell phone number is correct in there. And then obviously certify that you're the cardholder. Now, in this agreement, you're going to find an outline, basically. So it's going to have all the products and features. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure. So everything in the Platinum package for the $299. It'll have the billing date and then the cancellation policy, which is just we ask you to let us know before the billing is due so that way we can stop the billing cycle rather than reverse the transaction.
It's not really loading here.
Oh, no. I think it's just
Safari cannot open. Server stopped responding.
Okay, you might have to go back out and then re-click it. I think that has to do with your service and the area you're in. And the only reason I wanted you to do that is because of the pricing structure that I put you on. Otherwise, I'd say, hey, we'll sign it later, you know, but it's not really a standard price that I put you under, so I want to make sure that we have it on file and you have it on file, that you're getting Platinum package and all of its contents for that $299 price. That way it's locked in.
Okay, so the page loaded.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then as you scroll down through this, you'll see there's a section that'll ask for your SMS communication. So there's a mobile number in there. Okay, and then obviously that number has to be correct. And then you don't want to check that box. Okay, as long as that's correct. And then once you go underneath the payments, it'll say cancellations and refunds. And then there's a section that says I certify that I'm an authorized holder. You want to check that box. And signer of the credit card, all the information is complete. And then at the bottom there, you have to sign your first name, middle initial, and last name as it appears. And then you would confirm signature. Okay, now this is not a contract. Like I said, this is just a written agreement for exchange of services. So that way we still have it in writing and that we're able to lock in that rate. So it's month to month.
Okay.
And then there's a hard copy of this sent over to your email with the invoice receipt. So that way you can use those receipts as a write-off if you didn't already put it on a business card. Okay. And then I got that back. Okay. So the username and password is going to be provided to you at the end of your client interview. They're going to give that to you, and then they're also going to send over a little YouTube video. It shows you how to use it. It's really cool. You could track everything that we're doing for you, all your leads, clicks, calls. If you miss calls, you can go back in there. There's a pipeline that you can go through and still call those customers back so you don't lose it. But I'm going to let you get back to this job. I have the appointment set for tomorrow between 6 and 7. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way in regards to like your site, your PIN verification, or your account in general, just feel free to call back in. You have my direct number.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right. I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.